Day 30, morning. The God who more than fulfills his redemptive plans. This truth helps win my heart. God's purposes are redemptive. Let's meditate on that. There will come a day when a totally new foundation will be laid in creation. Romans 8:28 will be fully fulfilled. Every ransomed soul shall look with wonder on the handiwork of the potter and be astounded at the revelation of his goodness. One might meditate on the following verse every day for the rest of one's life and never appropriate all of the goodness that it contains. Talk about love-inspiring. Please listen to Romans 8:28 again. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. All things. All of them, as in every single one of them, shall be worked out for the good. And that is just the beginning. The coming ages will be built upon that great accomplishment. Note, it's ages, ages. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, seated us together in the heavenly places in the Messiah Jesus, so that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in the Messiah Jesus. Ephesians 2:4. 6b and 7. The entirety of our lives has been and shall be redeemed. The pattern of our redemption can be seen in promises made to Israel regarding his house. Haggai 2:9. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. He is a redeeming God. The results of his restoration will surpass the original plan. Practically every person I know has regrets, as do I. We have made some wrong decisions, or we did not seize certain opportunities. Perhaps we did not watch over the motives of our hearts. Some of what we sowed in our lives is similar to the tares described by the Messiah, and we've reaped the results of our errors. Things could have been better. Your Father is not content to leave things as they are. Let's continue to use God's redemptive purposes with his covenant people Israel to illustrate this aspect of his ways. The following is an example that is close to my heart. Please listen to Paul's remarkably vulnerable self-disclosure. My sorrow is great, and the anguish in my heart unending. For I would pray that I myself were cursed, banished from Messiah for the sake of my people, my own flesh and blood, who are Israelites. Romans 9, 2-4a, Tree of Life Version. Majority Israel followed corrupt leaders and rejected our Messiah. This was a tragedy that has immediate and eternal ramifications. However, God immediately began to work things out for the good and will ultimately outdo himself in fulfilling his redemptive plans for Israel. Please listen to the way he immediately adjusted this heartbreaking disaster and of the ultimate adjustment summarized in two verses in Romans 11. Romans 11, verse 12. Now, if their transgression is riches for the world, and their failure is riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their fulfillment be? The disaster, Israel's transgression. The redemptive adjustments? Riches for the world and greater riches to come. Romans 11:15. If their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? The disaster? Their rejection. The adjustments? Their acceptance, reconciliation of the world, and ultimately, life from the dead. Israel is the priestly prophetic pattern people. What is true for the Jewish people is a significant hint concerning the outcome of God's plans for every individual. How is that outcome described? Looking at a different example and considering a worst-case scenario, James or Jacob concluded this. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. James, Jacob, 5:11b. When we see the goodness of God's motives and the promised outcome of his dealings, the lover of God exercises patient loyalty toward their Creator. They have tasted and seen that he is good. They love him and believe the best of him. Our love for God keeps us faithful within the redemptive process. The foremost command can be cherished as an empowering encouragement. Pray. Our Father, reveal yourself to me as the redeeming God. May that truth inspire greater love in me for you.
Thank you for listening to Love and More with David Harwood. David is the pastor of Restoration Fellowship in Glen Cove, New York, and the author of several books, including God's True Love, For the Sake of the Fathers, and his latest, Growing in Love with God. You can find all of these books, with links to purchase them, on loveofgodproject.org. God's True Love is also available on Audible, and the others will be following shortly. Thank you. And please help us out by sharing this podcast with your loved ones.